Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Adrian Ott. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And Adrian is the CEO of Exponential Edge, Incorporated, ExponentialEdge.com. The book is called The 24-Hour Customer. You got to have this book, folks. It'll help you. I promise you, it'll help you get closer to your customers. Adrian, thanks again for being here. We're talking about closed-loop customer discovery systems and centers, I should say. And folks, this is a technical way for you to not only learn more about your customers, but it produces a product that you can give back to them to demonstrate thought leadership, to solidify your relevance to them. If they ever wonder, I mean, if they ever forget whatever you sell them, if some competitor comes in there and tries to sell them whatever you sell them, before they buy from them, they're going to remember that the other company doesn't come with this relevance that you're going to give them. And so, Adrian, I'm really excited about the possibility of more and more customers being able, businesses being able to use this. I want you to, now that we've talked about it quite a bit, I want you to take this last segment and go down by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. How do you put this together? Where do you start? What's in the middle? What's at the end?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is you need to pick a pain point topic for your survey, and you need to map that to your company's value proposition. And this may sound simple, but it is not that easy for a lot of companies. You got to keep it away from your products. You don't want it to look like a sales pitch.
What keeps you
up at higher levels? Yeah, exactly. Tax reform, not the nuts and bolts of how your company does taxes type of thing.
Right.
So pick something, and in that case, it's an accountancy. And that would line well with accountancy, or if you're in the software business that has to do with accounting or tax.
For a lot of people today, it's finding qualified employees.
Yes.
That's going to be the standard.
And if you're in the HR business, doing something having to do with finding employees in today's environment, something very high level, not specifically related to your services, because customers, if they think that this is a sales pitch call, which it's not,
that's right.
You got to approach it as this is relationship building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not something you connect directly to a pitch at all. All right, so now what's next?
Right. Okay, so then you need to design the survey, and no more than 10 to 15 questions, 20 questions at the very most. You do more than that, you're going to lose your customer's attention. They're busy people. So one company, actually a very large corporation, only has 9 questions.
I wouldn't want to do more than 15.
Yes. You do 12, more than that, 12 the to 15. Going to blow you off.
Yeah,
they're going to say, forget it.
Hand it to somebody and say, tell me if this looks like homework. Anything
exactly.
that looks like homework, and they're not going to do.
Exactly. And on top of that, if you've got folks and employees in your organization, they're going to want a kitchen sink, a lot of questions in there. And your sales, so for example, if you have a salesperson, they're going to want all these sales questions. You're going to have to resist all of that. You're going to have to keep this. We're going to talk about this high-level topic. We're not going to talk about products or services. We're going to talk about how tax reform impacts you and what you're doing about it, or whatever your high-level topic question, GDPR, if you're in a marketing space, for example, and you want to talk about compliance.
And what's going on in Europe,
Exactly. So it really depends on how you're what you're trying to say and how that links.
Right.
Again, back to what you're trying to sell.
All right.
Then the next step is you get the responses, And getting those initial responses in your database, especially if you're doing a give to get where you're trying to populate your database and do a measurement with peers, that actually is one of the harder steps. The technology is easy, guys. Don't worry about the technology. We've done this with portals. Mm-hmm. You can do it with SurveyMonkey. You can even do it with paper. And some of our customers, as you mentioned earlier in a previous segment, Jim, they do it in person. You can do this. I mean, it's not, you don't have to be fancy. In terms of the technology.
Well, the main thing about the in-person thing is the results. When you give them the results, that's what you want to go back to in person. Hey, Adrian, this has been fascinating. Folks, and this thing you can use, even after you've polled other people, you can use this anonymously with new people that you've never met before. You haven't asked questions of them before. It's a great tool. ExponentialEdge.com is the website. Adrian Ott is the expert. Thanks, Adrian. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.